Bada bing, bada boom. How we doing? Welcome to the Yeah Yeah Podcast. And we got my friend Zach and Olivia's back on today. How you guys doing?
Yo, what's up, my guy?
Hi, I'm Jay chilling, you know, living my life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, we were talking about, I don't know if you know about this, Olivia, but me and Zach were talking about earlier before the podcast. So I was YouTuber EDP445.
I've heard a little bit, but I'm not well.
Yes. Educated. So he was like talking about like to like 13-year-old girls or whatever. And and apparently it wasn't the first time too. And he got caught by this like one other YouTuber, and they like called him out on his shit. And he was saying he was driving like 20 minutes away to give this girl a cupcake and then leave.
Yeah. Long story short, it was like a bait. It was a bait account. It wasn't like a real 13-year-old.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah, but I just, it's like, it's fucking crazy. Why would you do that, bro? Like, try to find somebody your age.
People are just freaking weird, bro. I swear. I never understood any of that. It's freaking weird.
I love they said he drove 20 minutes away, give her a cupcake, and then leave. You weren't driving 20 minutes away, give somebody a cupcake.
Get a cupcake. People are just so weird. People like that just need to.
What's crazy is someone put a video on him on YouTube saying that he's going to make a website and start posting his videos on there now.
Yeah, he did. He actually did make his own website now. It's like official. I used to love his content. I thought it was so funny, but I obviously like unfollowed and shit like that after everything.
Oh, yeah.
Unfollowed, you know, subscribed.
His account, all the videos got taken down anyway.
What kind of content did he make?
Just so comedy like, stuff.
Comedy stuff. He would go off on like these, like NFL, like on these, what was it? Doug Peterson was a big one. He was like, Doug Peterson, get down to his motherfucking knee, proceed to eat my motherfucking ass crack out. And like, he's a big guy. At one point, he grabbed his titty and just put it on camera and said he could suck on it.
Yeah, he's huge. Like, absolutely massive. Like, over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I need to look him up. What's his name?
Just look up EDP445.
EDP.
Yep. 445.
Yep. It is right there. Do you? Oh my God. Jesus. How old is he?
I don't know. I want to say like 30s, right?
Yeah.
I
heard.
Age. Yeah, he's 30.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's freaking terrible. I don't know why anybody would do that.
Did you ever, did y'all ever watch like David Dobrik?
No. No. I don't even know who that is.
Oh my God.
Not either.
He's been like, a lot of like fucked up shit is coming up. Like, he was like a vlogger on YouTube. And there's like a lot of like fucked up shit that's starting to like come up that he's like been doing, and like it's kind of like.
While she's telling that, I'm gonna grab a drink. I'll be right back.
What did he say?
He just said how to
grab a drink. But no, there's just like a lot of like fuck shit that's coming up about him, and it's kind of like sad because I enjoyed like watching him and like watching his vlogs, and you know, it like just sucks that. Mm-hmm. You know, this is happening, and it's just like I can't even like watch his videos anymore because like I just can't support somebody who's like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of like similar, like all these other people are getting exposed now, like,
yeah,
for example, like Morgan Wallen, you know, I mean, his career was over like the next day. Morgan Wallen, country singer.
Oh, Morgan, you know? yeah.
So I mean, it sucks because like I love this content, but I was like, I don't support that at all. Yeah. Saying being racist is a weird thing.
Definitely, it does suck. Yeah, there's just a lot of sexual misconduct. Oh my God, there's a lot of sexual misconduct stuff that's coming up about him, and like, it's just really sad. And like a lot of his like sponsors that he like got rich off of are like cutting ties with him. So yeah.
What's crazy is on Spotify, like the next day, like when people knew his content was going to be like pulled off,
mm-hmm.
like. It went up. Like, a lot of people started listening to it more, which was really kind of weird.
Sucks. Yeah, no, it really sucks because, like, you know, I've listened to him and stuff like that, and it's just, like, I can't, like, you know.
Yeah.
I know, and, like, I know he's come out with, like, you know, apologies and stuff like that, and I'm glad, like, he's, like, taking the time, I guess, to, you know, like, take a step back and, like, educate and all that, but yeah.
Do you have a story about, you got something about second grade or something you were saying?
Oh, y'all, get ready. So growing up, so I'm from Roanoke, Virginia. I don't know if any of y'all know where that is, but it's just a small town in Virginia. And my dad, he loves hockey, and he's actually he plays in this adult hockey league. Mm-hmm. And it's super cute. He like loves it, and he enjoys it so much. It's so cute.
Does he really?
Ha ha! You're so funny.
That's so cute. Oh my god, he really loves it. Any horse? So what were we talking about? What I missed?
I'm telling my story about the time I got locked in a bathroom.
How old were you?
I was in second grade, so I was like 7, 8, maybe.
Absolutely embarrassing, childish.
No, listen. So, I was like, you missed it, but I was saying my dad plays hockey. He loves hockey. And he plays in this little adult league, and they play at the local civic center in Roanoke. And so I was young, so I would go with him and watch him play his games and stuff. And I'd bring my little toys and stuff, and I'd be entertained and all that. I had gotten up to go to the bathroom, and I was, got up, washed my hands, and I'm leaving, and I can't get the door open. I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's another door on the other side of the bathroom, so, well, good, open that, locked. So I immediately start, freaking out, and I'm, screaming, banging on, the bathroom doors. I had bruises, on my hands from banging on the door so hard, and I remember yelling help me, help me, I'm stuck in here, help me. And I remember I was sitting there and I'm like, I'm going to be stuck in here forever. This is it. I'm not going to get out. This is it. And so I continuing banging on the door. And the next thing I know, I hear someone come and start unlocking the door. And then they stop. And then I'm trying to put, it's open, sweetie. And I open the door and I book it out of there, and I start running. I remember going down to where the players were playing, and I'm bawling my eyes out, and this guy who was my dad's friend on the team that I knew, he saw me. He's like, are you okay? I'm I got locked in the bathroom. Where's my daddy? He's looking for you. So I literally ran back out to the little area that I was at, and I found my dad. I'm like, dad! And it was just oh my god, it was awful. So traumatic for me. I remember going home, and I walked in mom, I got locked in the bathroom, and I'm look at my hands. And I didn't know this until later, but my mom flipped shit on him. Yeah.
That reminds me of I got caught in the pullout couch one time on vacation. My arm got caught in. Oh man. I was putting it away, and we were in it was in Jersey Shore. We ran out of house for 1 year. And I was pulling the couch back in, and all of a sudden I went too far in, and my arm got caught. And I was yelling, dad. He thought I was sleepwalking. I was 5 years old again, apparently, because I used to sleepwalk.
Yeah.
And then I was said it louder, and then he's what? I was my arm's stuck. I don't know how to get out. But I just kept pulling and pulling and pulling. I was freaking out.
Oh my god.
But he finally got out. I'm
stuck in there forever.
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I just remember I was so scared to go back. Yeah.
Yeah, PTSD from the bathroom.
Yeah, just a tiny bit. Just a tiny.
Wow.
Exactly. Have you ever been stuck in somewhere, some odd place?
I was on vacation at Wildwood. My whole family, so my aunt, all 8 of her kids, her husband, my grandparents, uncle, his girlfriend, my parents, obviously, at the time when they were together, my brother, and then some of my grandfather's nieces and nephews, who I just called regular cousins. And this was a big place. It was 3-story vacation house, absolutely massive, and had a little elevator in it. And it was a freight elevator, so you had to pull the metal thing shut. It was that metal grate. And we were fucking around on it, my brother and I and some of my cousins, and we were using it to bring groceries all the way upstairs to the kitchen. And we got stuck in it. But not only did we get stuck in it, it didn't go all the way up to the top floor. So only our heads are at the level of the top floor. Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. So, I was 8 or 9, I want to say, at the time. I was freaking out. I remember my brother and I, I probably was crying, honestly. We were banging on the shit. My little cousins were in there, and I was the oldest and everything. And I was trying to pry the gate open so that I could like stick my head through maybe. And then I was like, oh, that's it. I'm going to get decapitated the second I put my head through there. So we were just like taking shit from the grocery bags and just like throwing it into the hallway to see if anybody would notice.
Oh my
if they
God.
Couldn't like hear us screaming or something. I don't know. It was terrifying. My dad and my uncle came. They like put their hands in, like lifted the elevator the rest of the way up. And then we didn't use it the rest of the vacation. Nobody in the family did.
Damn.
I would have cried.
Legit. Yeah, it's the only time I could think like something like that happened.
That's crazy.
I have a question. Has anybody watched WandaVision or The Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
No.
Yes, I have.
Oh my God. I finished WandaVision the other day. I really liked it.
Dang, I wish Kyle was here. He would have told you about that more.
Yeah, I didn't watch WandaVision, but I watched, Captain America?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
That's what it is. Yeah, I watched
that one too. I really liked that one too.
I watched it. I was happy with it overall, but I just wish they would leave like the political shit of today out of it. I really don't want to see it.
Yeah, understandable.
Like, I want to watch a superhero movie to enjoy like action and like people fighting and shit. Also, I really liked, I'm going to butcher the characters' names, but the guy that was temporarily the new Captain America that killed
John Walker. He pissed me off.
Yeah, and he killed that guy by the fountain. I thought that was badass. I wish more superheroes would kill people.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. If he killed Carly in the first place, there would have been a lot of less deaths.
Like Batman.
Yeah. Like, I see what Batman's doing in the whole message, but think about it. If he just killed the Joker from day one, there would be hundreds and thousands of less people that died or got injured or maimed or whatever.
I don't know. That reminds me of, like, I don't know if you guys, like, I love Marvel. Like, I really like watching. They're, like, my comfort movies. But if you watch, like, the Civil War, like, Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
And they're both, like, kind of, like, oh, we shouldn't, you know. They're on two different sides. I don't know. That just, like, reminds me of it.
Yeah, I love the Joker. The one part and the one movie is, like, want to see a magic trick? I can make this pencil disappear. And he just
and just slams the dude's head. In the Dark Knight. That was badass.
Oh, I watched The Dark Knight for the first time like a few weeks ago. But if I'm being completely honest, I only watched it because Heath Ledger was in it.
Oh, loser. It's such a good movie. Heath Ledger is literally the best.
Yeah, no, I wish. Gone too soon.
Absolutely.
I loved him in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Never seen it.
And then The Patriot.
Oh, The Patriot, obviously, yeah.
I thought he was really good in that. That's also a really good movie, too.
Hell yeah.
I'm not really big on like Revolutionary War movies and stuff like that, but I actually really enjoy that.
I love seeing Americans kick the shit out of the British.
I didn't mean it in that way.
Oh, I did. America, fuck yeah.
I know you, Matt, love you.
Back to back World War champions. Let's go. America number one.
Shit. Jesus. Okay.
Anyway. I guess we could dive into the conspiracy topic.
Oh, all right. Whatever. I guess we'll just cut off my patriotism over here.
You had what do you mean? You had your moment? What are you talking about? How did you drink your wine? Was that white wine?
No, it's like Prosecco and like some weird combination of juices and vodka. Very interesting combination. All right, who wants to go first with conspiracy theories? Because I have some freaking good ones that I've seen over the years. I'm like super big into conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
Cool. It's just like a really quick one. Okay. I've always found this like one like pretty like interesting. It's not even like that big of a deal, but it actually kind of makes a lot of sense. So chapstick or like just lip balm in general. So there's a theory that they put like microscopic like glass fibers in them so that when you put it on, it cuts your lip and you think like, oh, my lips are chapped. I need to buy more chapstick. I don't know. I think it makes sense.
But that's been proven that some chapsticks have drying agents in it so that you put more on.
Well, I didn't know that. So
I use chapstick.
It's just like menthol flavored cigarettes have fiberglass in it, so it cuts up your throat so that you get the menthol flavor better and it lasts longer.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and it gets the nicotine into your blood quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I don't know. That's always stuck with me. I always thought that one was pretty interesting and it makes sense, I think.
Yeah, the one that I knew, like, I think I was, like, around my teenage years, like, 13, 14, is the Denver International Airport. Like, like, an underground bunker.
I saw a TikTok about that, and I was like, wow, this is pretty interesting.
Well, what's really odd is the people that built the airport, the company they hired was called the New World. So that seems a little crazy too. Yeah, like no matter what, like you can't hide it. And they have a big, like they have like some kind of statue, like some symbol that represents like the bunker in a way. They have a blue statue of a horse.
Yeah, I was about to say something about that.
Yeah, so like, and I remember like watching videos on YouTube about it, and like no matter what, you can't deny that there's like some going on
there. There's going on everywhere. I feel like there's like hell here at our college. There could be some freaking bunker that we don't even know about.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, all right, ready? Oh my god. So I've been ready for this. So two conspiracy theories that I love. One of my first ones I'm going to touch on, I don't know why, it's like never talked about, melon heads. So I did a little research on it before we started the podcast because I wanted to make sure I had my facts straight. So there's a legend of melon heads in Michigan and then one in Ohio. But the one I'm talking about is in Connecticut, and especially because that's so close to here in Jersey. Southwest Connecticut, especially in central and eastern Fairfield County, western New Haven, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, and I'm sure there's many different variations of this over the years, but in 1960, an asylum burned down, resulting in the death of staff and most of the patients, with 10 to 20 inmates unaccounted for, supposedly having survived and escaped to the woods. So legend has it that these melon heads' appearance is the result of them being distorted via the burns from the fire and then resulting to cannibalism. Because they're in an asylum, they're not in the most sane of mind, they don't really know what's going on or who they are, what the hell they're doing, I guess. And they resorted to cannibalism, started their own little cannibalism camp. At the time in the 60s, there was nothing nearby, nothing within, I think it was like 100 and something miles. So it's like pretty interesting to think about. But there's been like small accounts over, I want to say, the past 20, 30 years, just like little things. If you really do research into it, of like farmers or hunters or like people going to get like high or drunk in the woods and shit like that, where they've seen like mysterious shadows running in the woods or like figures at night that resemble these melon heads that are all distorted, messed up sort of people. And some of them look like they had burn marks and things on them. So I just think it's a really interesting conspiracy theory. It could be possible. I mean, the asylum really did burn down and there really was inmates that weren't accounted for.
Yeah, well, that reminds me of when we used to build like abandoned mansion and stuff. But there was a, what was it? Like some like story about this tree. It was called the Devil's Tree.
And
when it was around 3 a.m., the story goes that 3 a.m. obviously is the devil's hour. The tree lights on fire and you would smell smoke. And I never went there and saw it, but Xavier and Chris, they went and they saw like literally the devil's tree was on fire. In New Jersey it is, I think. Like that's crazy. Like, can you imagine seeing that? And I'm like, I couldn't imagine going there and seeing like the actual. And they hear voices and stuff too, like around it when that time happens. Shit's crazy.
Okay, I have one. Sorry, I was looking up conspiracies while.
There you go.
So, I'm really big on like true crime stuff. I love listening to true crime podcasts and stuff like that. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. So sorry. But Johnny, I think it's like G-O-S-C-H, Gosh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So on September 5th, 1982, Johnny Gosh, he was 12, he vanished without a trace from Des Moines, Iowa, while on his morning newspaper run. Without any evidence or leads, the case went cold and has remained unsolved, but there have been a number of conspiracy theories about what happened to him. Some believe that he was forced into a child sex ring that was operating in Nebraska. His mother, Noreen, received pictures of a man tied up in a basement, leading her to believe the theory was true, though the man in the picture could not be proven to be Gosh, and there's no other evidence to prove that theory. And then in 1997, Noreen said her now grown-up son visited her with his captor. She said he told her he was all right and that he was still alive, igniting even more conspiracies that he was still alive. But police could not corroborate, I guess, I don't know, the mother's story. And then finally, there's a conspiracy that White House reporter Jeff Gannon is Johnny Gosch because they share similar political characteristics. Holy shit! This theory was also never proven. So I don't know. I found that one pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like if you think about like these people like that disappear for like a long time.
Yeah.
And also you just like come back, like say like you're 7 years old and then you come back when you're like 34 or something.
Like, okay guys.
Yeah. Like it's me. I'm back. Like half vacation.
Oh, sorry. Another one. This just popped up, but this is, I've heard of this one. So going back to about like the different government stuff.
Right.
So mattress firms. If you drive by a mattress store, you see nobody in there. Maybe like one person, but like who walks in one day just to like, oh, I need a mattress. Like no one's going to buy a mattress every day, I feel like.
You have to have like a problem for a long time.
Yeah. So this one says there were a lot of mattress firm stores in Illinois, all within a few miles of each other, leading some to believe it was a money laundering business. In 2018, a Reddit user brought attention to the fact that there was a high concentration of mattress firm stores in certain areas of the U.S., especially in Chicago. The Reddit thread quickly went viral, with thousands sharing photos and maps that show mattress firm stores within 0.5 miles of each other and sometimes even across the street. This led people to theorize that the retail company is a money laundering business. Mattress firm is one of the sort of giant money laundering schemes. One Reddit user wrote, I remember seeing four mattress firms all on each corner of an intersection once, and there is no way there's such a demand for mattresses. But WBUR and Business Insider debunked this theory in 2018.
Yeah, that's crazy though. Like, cause who needs that many mattresses within like per square mile? Like yeah, close to each other. Yeah, that's obviously like a little sketchy what's going on.
Dude, there's so many like good conspiracy theories out there. I mean, there's so many of them that are like super believable. I think one of the biggest conspiracies right now, which makes a lot of sense, is something recent that happened, Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
No, I was about to touch on that too.
Yeah. Everybody kind of just like, oh, okay, we're not going to talk about it. He died. Yeah. No way he fucking hung himself with toilet paper. No way nobody saw it. He had a fucking guard and cameras posted. It's because he had a little black book that was going to rat out all of the rich elites in the world that are into kitty diddling, and they were going to all go to fucking prison, or at least everybody would know about it, even though they'd probably be able to pay their way out of jail and prison in the courts. And whoever was involved had him fucking killed.
Dude, he was the cause of like all these other conspiracies. Like after that happened, all these other conspiracies started happening. And like they like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Like you can go into it, but like no matter what, bro, you can't look at that and like not think. Like there was something else like that was going on, because no way you can hang yourself like that.
No,
it's not possible.
Did you all like watch the documentary on Netflix about it?
No,
I did not.
You need to watch it. It's freaking insane. I could barely get through it because I'm just so disgusted.
I recommend watching Andrew Schultz. He's a stand-up comedian, but he touches up on a lot of like Jeffrey Epstein's conspiracy theories. I think it's his last episode on Netflix. It's really good, actually.
What I don't get is why people will blindly trust their government. I'm not saying the government's 100% evil. I love America. Mm-hmm. But people need to, like, wake the fuck up. If you're listening to this podcast, wake up. Start asking questions. Question things. The government is not on your side. The government is not your baby daddy. They are not giving you money for no fucking reason. Like, ask questions about shit. If anybody's like, oh, you know, the government can't be that bad, blah, 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 blah. Look at MK Ultra. Yeah. Look at so many different things that the government has done testing on its own people. And then we'll have those idiots that are out there like, oh, that was the 60s. Well, yeah, it was the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000 to 2008. But we haven't heard about anything since. So they must be good now. No. Ask questions. There's shit out there. You think that stuff like MK Ultra isn't happening today? It is. We just don't know about it. Like, I don't want to sound like a nut, but you need to ask questions. Most people don't know about this, but there's something called Project Artichoke. It was right before MK Ultra. I want to say it was Indian Lake Reserve, but I could be wrong. But anyway, they were testing on kids. Same thing, mind control, similar to MK Ultra. They had literal kids in cages. There's pictures of floating around the web right now. And people are like, oh, you know, that could be doctored, blah, blah, blah. Yes, it could be doctored. It could be fake. But think about it. They were saying the same thing about MK Ultra back in the day. And guess what? It wasn't. People need to like wake up and ask questions. You can't just blindly trust the government. You can't blindly trust anybody. You think I'm talking shit? You think I'm like spewing garbage? Then look it up yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can't be living under a rock. Like you need to know what's going on every day. I mean, I'm not saying watch the news constantly, but I'm saying just like be aware of like what's going on.
Seriously.
I think a major factor a lot of all of this is one, social media and just like the media in general. Has completely, I think definitely, like, you know, our government, I mean, no government's perfect. I'm not saying, like, we're the greatest government in the freaking world. But, like, I think that there's definitely just things that we need to work on. And I wish, you know, there was times where, you know.
Yeah. I mean, people need to seriously ask questions.
And, like, this is another, okay, this, speaking of that, here's a theory that I have, or just theory, like, a theory that I've heard. So, like, these drugs that are all illegal and stuff, right?
Come in.
And
keep going. I'm going to mute myself.
You're fine. You're fine. So there's this, so, you know, marijuana, mm-hmm. LSD, stuff like that. And why, one of my friends actually is like talking to me about this. And why, what, it's like, they're all illegal. Look at the dog. But no, like why they're all like illegal and stuff. Right. So my friend, he was telling me that, you know, it's all illegal because when we take the drugs, you know, we get in this, like, you know, whole other type of, like, you know, realm and stuff.
Because Zach has to unmute. Hold on. All
right, hi, honey. How are you?
Hey. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to see you, honey. Should we tell any tales from the neighbor across the street? Okay. Wait, Jason, you know what I was thinking about the other day randomly? Remember when you were at my old house and we were doing like...
Oh, yes.
Win It, or what was it? Do you remember what it was called? It was like a show and we were doing like all these things, like all these competitions. Wait, you had to do.
It was Thanksgiving. And remember...
And it's Win It or something?
It's Win It.
We were doing like a push-up contest and...
Oh. Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we had like all these like different things, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about the other day. That was funny. I'm pretty sure I beat you on the push-up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not like that. So you might beat me on the push-ups now since I got the COVID shot today.
Oh, shoot. I'm sure you still beat me, honey. All right. Take care.
Love ya.
Love you too.
Oh, whose baby is that? Is that my Zachy? Come on.
We're in the middle of recording. This is
all Let me put this on my face.
Please.
I say what's that?
Come on. I'm keeping that in.
That's so funny.
Oh my god.
So what were we talking about for that interaction?
No, I was saying that I was talking about one of my friends like a long time ago was telling me about how drugs and why a lot of drugs are illegal. So you have these like hallucinogenic drugs, like, you know, LSD. Yeah. All that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like marijuana, same, it's illegal, whatever. But I think he was saying that these drugs were like illegal, or he thinks that they're illegal because, like, you know, since it makes us, you know, hallucinate and stuff like that, it actually shows us like what the real world is actually like. And, you know, we think in like a different way. And it's kind of government's way of kind of controlling us to thinking, you know, what they want us to think, I guess, is if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
I don't know. This was like a few years ago when you brought this up to me, but I wish I knew.
Well, LSD was used by the CIA and MK Ultra to try to brainwash people.
Awesome. You know what's crazy about LSD is that you could be using it, say if you used it once, like 30, 40 years ago. If you're a pilot or driving down the road or something, and like it's been a long, long time since you had it, it could like activate, like you are taking it. It could still be in your bloodstream or whatever, or still like, and it could cause you hallucinate, like again, like you just took it, which is kind of insane.
Perfect one right here. It's called the I'm gonna butcher the pronunciation, Tuskegee experiment. People really need to look this one up if you're listening to the podcast. It was back in the 30s. Basically, the government said that they were going to test vaccines on African American and Black Americans first, but they actually weren't testing vaccines. They're giving them syphilis and other diseases to test the effect on them.
Wow.
God.
Yeah, and if that doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does. Like, question shit.
What are you looking at?
Some interesting conspiracy theories, like, that I definitely wanted to touch on while we were talking about this. One of the biggest ones is adrenochrome, if you have heard of it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let me try to give you a rundown on adrenochrome. A lot of people will recognize this from Alex Jones. We all know Alex Jones is very controversial, and he says a bunch of bullshit, and a lot of it hasn't been true, but some of it has been true. Mm-hmm. Adrenochrome in Alex Jones' conspiracy theory was or is something basically you get from torturing children. It's from the blood of children, and it can be used to reverse or seriously dampen the effects of aging. And everybody's like, oh, this is crazy, this is crazy, this is crazy, blah, blah, blah. Well, not too long ago, there was just an article released that, I forget what the tech city's name is, in California, is going to start testing on the effects of adrenochrome and how they can get it and if it truly has the effects to stop or slow aging.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the main way to get adrenochrome is from torturing children.
I don't think I would want adrenochrome because, like, I think I would want to, like, die naturally. Whenever I die, I die. I don't want to take something that could push my body to live longer than it needed to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My time is my time. Like, if I like, got a diagnosis, like, I have cancer or something, I have, like, 1 year to live, I don't want to push it like that. I mean,
yeah.
That's God's plan, you know?
Yeah, I'm low-key, just, like, scared of dying. I just, like, don't know what's going to happen. And it's also just kind of weird to think that, like, every year we pass our death date. Like, it's just weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah, another good one that we definitely – that I'm, like, feel extremely strong about. Oh, man. It was the shooting out of the casino on the country concert.
Oh, in Las Vegas.
Yes, in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The whole thing is completely fucking crazy. I don't know why nobody's questioning this right now. So supposedly the person that was the shooter was able to bring up multiple duffel bags of guns and ammunition up the elevator into the hotel, and nobody saw anything. There's no footage throughout the whole hotel of this gentleman doing this. Not on the elevators, not on the floor, not of him entering his room. And supposedly he shot out glass in the hotel with nobody hearing it. This is not just like thin glass. This isn't like, oh, it's a little bit bulletproof. No, this is bulletproof glass in these casinos that are also there to prevent people from jumping, right? You can't just walk up with it with the furniture in that room and beat it and break it open.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly this glass was shattered open. Nobody in the casino heard it. And then he was able to fire multiple rounds from multiple guns without having to change position.
That whole thing is just crazy.
Yes, exactly. And then this guy that supposedly did it, whatever, he's a good scapegoat. The government's using it. Yeah, well, the government's using it to push more gun reforms. And then they question him and they question, well, the gentleman – whatever, he's dead. They question the gentleman's brother from the supposed shooting, and this isn't true. My brother was never like this. He never had this many guns. He never had guns like this. He just had shotguns for hunting. He just had his occasional rifle. He didn't have hundreds of guns, hundreds and thousands of rounds of ammunition that they're saying. And then it was, oh, well, he has child porn on his computer, so we're going to have to take all of his electronics. Okay, maybe. But this, if you look into it and you read the articles, he did not have any sort of updated technology. He was running like a Windows XP from like 1990.
Yeah.
Those aren't the exact dates. We have to look it up. The whole thing is sketchy. And then there was never any questioning. There was never any motive posted. And it was just wiped and swept under the rug by the media. Nobody's questioning that. Just a mass shooting.
Yeah,
it's all bullshit. It's all used to push gun reforms.
Are you saying that like the government's trying to cover it up? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that the government or some sort of elite or rich or somebody is behind that to help push gun reforms and to scare people.
Gotcha.
It happened around the time that everything was going down with Jeffrey Epstein. It took everybody's focus away from that and pushed them onto, oh my God, there's just the shooting. Guns bad.
Because they want anybody to focus on Jeffrey Epstein about that situation. So they wanted a distraction and they got it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, guns bad. Take guns away from people. Well, I can name a few countries that we know in history that took guns away from people before they ended up taking over. Nazi Germany, Communist Russia. If nobody can remember those from history, they took all the guns away from the people. It's crazy. And people need to ask questions. Like, even if you don't believe me and you think like, oh, this guy's just a conspiracy theory nut, whatever. He's just focusing on right-wing conspiracies. Okay, good. If that's your belief, good. But look into it yourself. Research it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pizzagate. Things like that. The Sandy Hook shooting that was possibly staged. The water turning the frogs gay. Like, everybody laughs about this shit, but there's chemicals in the water affecting animals right now. And that's in part to, you know, humans evolving and the amount of chemicals and things that we use when we're building and making all our products that we use in our everyday life. Of course, it's going to leak back into the ecosystem. But look at the effects of it. Don't just say, yeah, smog bad, makes people not breathe, kills trees. Look at what these chemicals are doing when they get back into the water, the mutations and the effects that they're having on animals.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about the Sandy Hook conspiracy.
Okay, so the whole thing with the Sandy Hook conspiracy is that it was another incident that the government was using to push gun reforms, and that there was a lot of people that were crisis actors.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I could look up a few like specific instances.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just find it, I don't know, I just find it like really hard to believe.
Yeah, I did too, number one.
Especially because it's kids, and like, I mean, not like, don't get me wrong, like all mass shootings are awful, but like that was like a really bad one, and I just like, I don't, you know, I don't think that,
yeah.
I don't know, I find it kind of hard to believe that that's like,
yeah.
There's a lot of interesting things that come up in it. If you take time to read the whole thing, that make you question.
Okay.
Perfect example. The second the shooting started happening, obviously everybody's hearing about it. It's going all over the news. Why would the moment it starts happening, as American news channels are just starting to clue into it, why would the second it start up, Iranian news channel is broadcasting it at the same time? Iranians are uplink and they're piggybacking off of us, whatever. You know, it's coming off of CNN and they're immediately broadcasting it. How are they ready? How are all the news channels immediately ready that they're able to catch it? I think it was like within 18 minutes of it happening that they got, what, six major news channels immediately there? I understand when That's something like that goes on.
Their job.
News channel. Yes, I understand that. News channels are going to get there, right? They're going to get somebody there. But how are they all able to get there?
Cars.
Supposedly this mass shooting, right, was done with handguns? How many handguns? How many clips? How many magazines? Whatever you want to call it, however you want to refer to it as. The people that are more into guns, they'll know the terms better than I do. And, you know, I sport my guns and everything just like the good old American should. But how is somebody running around a school with a handgun as kids and teachers are scattering everywhere and they're running around putting them down like rabid dogs? One, two, three, running through the hallways. Nobody's able to get away. Nobody's able to call 911 until they're out of the school. The teachers that actually saw this go down, they're not able to talk till hours, days after the event. But people that didn't actually see it go down are the ones that are able to immediately come out and swarm all the news channels, all the news stations, and give their stories about what they saw, even though they actually, in court, didn't see it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That makes you start to question. So the people that did see it couldn't talk on it, but the people that didn't see it were the ones that were giving their stories about what they didn't see, but they were there for it. I think it just needs to be questioned.
Yeah.
A lot of things need to be questioned. I'm not saying it was the government sending this guy in to do something terrible, but look at the motives behind it. Look at how easily it was swept under the rug, relatively speaking, for such a serious tragedy of kids. And when it's brought up today, it's not brought up today, you know, let's remember blah, 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 and this kid and this kid and, you know, every other kid that died in this such a tragic event. Let's have a mourning event. It's how dare you? You support guns in America? Well, remember what happened in Sandy Hook. Oh, you don't want to take guns away from people? Remember what happened in Sandy Hook. Don't use Sandy Hook to martyr people, to put the death of kids on somebody because they support guns. Use it to remember the kids, to push for, I don't know, something that's helping individuals that have these mental instabilities that make them want to go do this. It's being used. It's being used in an agenda, and it makes my blood boil when we're using the death of kids to push agendas. That should never, ever, ever be okay.
Yeah, I agree on that. Yeah, 100%.
Well, I have a happier one we can talk about. I mean, it's not really a conspiracy theory, but it's just kind of something interesting that I always like to ask. So, have you guys seen the movie Titanic?
Yeah.
Well, Olivia, you know I have.
I know. You watched it with me. Okay. I literally made him like sit through the whole thing. It's one of like my favorite movies. It's like my top favorite movie ever. So I made him sit through and watch it with me one night. Yeah, it was because it was me, you, and Bailey, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You've seen it, yes.
Have you, Zach?
Yes.
Okay. So at the end, you know, Jack can't fit on the door. She has to let him go. So my question theory is, whatever, do you think he could have fit on the door?
Dang, I think we did talk about this because
we did talk about this because as much as I love the movie and as much as I wish, you know, Jack would have lived and Rose would have had like your happy ending or whatever, I don't think he could have fit.
I don't know. I mean, not fully, obviously, but like,
because like, I know, I mean, I know Mythbusters like did a thing about it, and well, because like, if the thing is like, if they both would have been on the door. Like, their weight would have just sunken the door in the water, and they both would have just, you know, died anyways. But, yeah, that was, like, the one thing that Mythbusters, like, talked about was, like, just, like, the buoyancy of, like, the door and stuff. And, like, you know, if both of them would have been on the door, it would have just gone, like, underwater, and they both would have just gone hypothermia and died.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I always like to ask that question, hear other people's opinions about it, because everyone.
Yeah, I think they would both sink because of, like, the weight. But, like, I kind of think of, like if both of them are, like, on, because what was the door broken, or was, like, a full door?
No, it was. I mean, obviously it was broken off, but, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, a full.
I never thought about it.
Both of them lay on one end, like, or Jack lays it on, like, partially, and she lays on, like, it fully. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just, again, as much as I wish they would have, he would have lived, but, you know, shit had to happen. But
yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't think they both could have fit on the door, but everyone always thinks they could have. But
I always wondered about that movie, like, where that ship would be, or if they could find it.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm. Are you looking it up, Zach?
No, I was just reading into something else.
Dang, he's awesome.
No, I have two more that are, like, really interesting. But Jason, if you want to talk about one.
No, I'm good. You can go ahead.
Okay, so these are two that, again, are, like, never talked about. I don't know why. One of them, and people, please read things. Ask questions. Do not just trust shit blindly. Look up the USS Liberty incident. I'm sure the podcast is going to get canceled for this, or, like, I'm going to get, like, doxxed. I'm going to wake up, like, dead tomorrow. Jason's going to never hear from me again. If so, just remember I said this on the podcast. I am not suicidal. I love my life. I love everything about my life. There's no reason that I would kill myself or any of my family members or friends. Look up the USS Liberty incident. This is, like, not talked about. I don't know why. Everybody's like, oh, you know, Israel's our biggest ally and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not anti-Semitic, but the USS Liberty incident, this is, like, something that happened in the late 60s where basically Israel bombed a U.S. naval research ship and claimed that they mistook it for an Egyptian ship because they were having conflicts against Egypt at the time. And normally, if somebody did that, if another country did that, that would result in war. Like, that's an act of aggression immediately. But it was swept under the rug. Oh, there was inquiries done on both sides, and they saw there was an accident. No, it really wasn't an accident. If you read into it, the Israelis did it because they wanted to play it off as if the Egyptians bombed the Americans and used it to pull us into war to help aid them against Egypt and some other Middle Eastern countries.
When was this?
60s. I want to say 67.
Oh, okay.
But, like, that's something that should, like, seriously be considered. Like, we say Israel's one of our greatest allies, but they did this. They bombed us. Some of our greatest allies, I understand throughout history, we've had a lot of problems. We're cool with Germany now after everything that happened in the 40s. I get that. But this is something that's, like, swept under the rug that everybody acted like, oh, you know, it never really happened. Nobody brings it up. They bombed a U.S. Navy ship and killed everyone in it on accident because they accidentally mistook it. Because they couldn't see that an American ship was a flying American naval jack and American flag. Like, come on. Hmm. And then the last one that really makes me think, I want to say it's called the Samson option, but I could be wrong. It's basically a conspiracy theory, and it's been talked about, but I don't know if there's 100% proof to prove it. But if Israel is going to lose a war, if they're going to be annihilated, the country of Israel, they have a plan to nuke every major country in the world. Because if Israel dies, then no other country can survive.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's, it would crazy. Be enough nuclear explosions to cover the world in nuclear fallout, like a full nuclear winter.
Hmm.
So it just really makes you want to, like, ask questions and read into things. Like, I understand, I get the threat of nuclear retaliation, but there's the whole thing of, you know, if I have a nuke and you have a nuke, then we're going to have to duke it out some other way, because if we both nuke each other, nobody wins. But I hope that no other country says, yeah, if we're about to get nuked, we're going to nuke every other country in the world. I'm probably wrong. I'm sure most other countries feel the same way, like China, but you never know. But Jason, any more conspiracy theories for the night?
I don't think I got any.
I think we should put a disclaimer that these are all conspiracies and they're not facts. These are just our
opinions.
No, the USS Liberty is a fact. That's not a conspiracy.
Like, as a whole, yeah. Like, it's just a theory. Don't believe anything we say.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Look it up for yourself. Yeah, look it up for yourself and read things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop just blindly trusting news, media, podcasters, anything. Read shit. Like, read, seriously. Open a book. Look on the internet. Learn for yourself. Decide if what you agree with is what everyone else agrees with. If you're the only person disagreeing with something, that doesn't make you wrong. That just means you have a different opinion. Having an opinion doesn't always make you wrong. Sometimes it means you're the better for it.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for calling the podcast. Have a lot of fun. I was really excited to talk about some conspiracy theories, you know?
Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's so much fun. I love doing this.
Hell yeah. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.